which is our annual Head Start, early Head Start governance training session. And I believe this is being presented today by a student-produced video. Am I correct in that?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Dr. Francis will introduce it.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Jones and Dr. Hargens, members of the board. We're really excited to be able to have the opportunity to present to you the annual governance training tonight, or this afternoon, I guess I should say. I do want to thank Assistant Superintendent Karen Branham. She brought the idea of the possibility of us partnering with one of our schools. So we partnered with Ballard High School's broadcast team, and they graciously spent countless hours at working on this video. And I want to personally have the opportunity to thank Carmen Boyd, Laurel Deppin, Savannah Given, and Lindsay Lasanti. And I especially want to thank their teacher, Don and Donna Evans, for taking time. And they had no hesitation whatsoever to present this video to you guys. They put an awful lot within just a few minutes. And they actually worked hard enough. They produced two videos, but we're going to show you this one and give you an opportunity to ask us any questions that you guys might have. Okay.
The program Head Start is grounded in research showing that children raised in poverty were less likely to do well in school and more likely to be poor in adulthood. This alarming statistic made us aware of the needs of the kids in our district. Head Start is a program with four key elements. The intention of this presentation is to discuss the selection process of the council, the fiscal responsibility, and the importance of monitoring students' well-being in and outside of the classroom. With last year's governance training, Head Start has laid out the ideals for our schools to follow with the ERSI ideals. ERSI stands for Eligibility, Recruitment, Selection, Enrollment, and Attendance. These are the standards that the children, staff, and the programs are held to.
The Head Start Policy Council is similar to a large SPDM council that serves Head Start. The parent members are elected by other parents onto the Policy Council. On the council, all six of the achievement areas are represented by a parent, and an alternate parent is chosen to ensure that things are always running smoothly. Three parents are present from the curriculum and instruction, with three alternates for them as well. Eight members from the community are also selected for the council.
To make sure early childhood is following government rules and regulations, there are a series of fiscal checks and balances. To explain it, early childhood is looked over by grants and awards. Grants and awards are looked over by financial planning, which is looked over by the JCPS Financial Services. And JCPS Financial Services is looked over by the Jefferson County Board of Education. And finally, the Jefferson County Board of Education is looked over by external auditors. This strategy helps to organize and keep everyone in check. For all of this to be successful, there needs to be an awareness for the well-being of the students. With a new computer system, early childhood is able to monitor the children's well-being both inside and outside of the classroom. Shine allows the staff to view a complete profile for every child, alerts them when something outstanding or upcoming happens, such as missing health documents, screenings, and family service goals. This way, the early childhood staff is able to track each individual student and know which step to take in order to help the student and their family in every possible way. Also, one important point to make concerning monitoring. JCPS Early Childhood has to maintain two separate data programs due to the different state and federal requirements. This is huge because that means every child must be manually entered into both systems. That means all 4,200 students must be entered twice due to the two systems not talking to each other. Early Childhood is working with JCPS System Development and IT to eliminate the need for double data entry. The state-required system is called Infinite Campus. The system we must have for Head Start compliance is Insight. Insight is the program that will allow all improvements in our monitoring system.
I know they're not here, but I think we ought to give them a hand. I think they did a really nice job. They put a tremendous amount in just a very short 3-minute clip. Chair Jones, I'll open up for any questions that you guys may have.
Okay.
At this time, and if I can't answer it, I'm sure we got team members here.
Other questions? Linda?
Well, just a question about the Shine. Shine is the group that we hired to do the administration of this. Is that correct? the SHINE, I can't remember the full name, but...
You're exactly right. What we did was, the board is aware of the situation we had where we were looking for a system that worked, and SHINE is a organization that has never had an audit finding, they've never had a deficiency, they've never had anything with Head Start. So when we had the opportunity, we pursued the chance to be able to partner with them, and so they do our family and community partnerships. Right now, they're doing it with our Early Head Start program.
I noticed, Irene, I just had a question about the software, because it was mentioned there.
Sure.
Are we fully utilizing that software right now, or are we just kind of getting started with it?
No, ma'am, we are fully utilizing it. When you saw the screenshot where it had the little, I call it red hearts, but it actually is bells in the corner of the students, this system allows us to be able to dedicate time based off the highest number of points, which means that the most at-risk student who the alert system within the system itself has said, these folks may not have follow-up done, they may not have a dental screening done, they may have not have whatever. And then our family service workers are able to base their caseload and their workload off of the highest need of those children.
All right, others? Yes, Chris?
Obviously, there's been some news about the Head Start grant, and my understanding is that we'll only find out, I think the earliest we'll find out about that is May. I just want to confirm about that, or is there an earlier date we may know news about whether or not we're going to be funded for that?
Great question. I was on a conference call with the Office of Head Start out of Atlanta yesterday afternoon. They have told me again yesterday they have no news, don't anticipate any news till mid to late May. They said if we got it quicker, they understand the magnitude. We've shared with them the magnitude of the decision, and they said if they got it quicker, they'd let us know, and as soon as I know, I'll let Dr. Hargens know. But right now they say mid-May at the earliest.
So if that grant doesn't come through, what's our plan, or do we have one?
Yes, sir, we do. Great question. And I cherish the opportunity to be able to answer that. The JCPS is going to have early childhood, regardless of Head Start or no Head Start. Now, we obviously hope that we have the Head Start dollars, but our recruitment team and our ERSI team that this board allowed us to put together is actively recruiting students. We are anticipating that we will have approximately at least 3,000 four-year-olds that be participating in the early childhood program next year without Head Start. That would be about 150 classrooms, which translate to 3 people per classroom, which is 450 people. Then you have to have the infrastructure and everything in place. They would be simply paid with preschool dollars, Title I dollars, and local dollars that this board gives to our early childhood program. So I just thank you for the opportunity to answer that. The number, just where we can give some context to what's going on here, if we were an outside agency and not a school district, not bound by the negotiated contract and our internal policies, and I talked to the president of Kentucky Head Start Association today, and he said, James, if this was us, we would not be saying anything to our employees until Head Start told us if we got it or not. He said, so in your case, if they're telling you mid-May, our people wouldn't say anything to them to mid-May. The great thing about this district, and to its credit, if for some reason that didn't happen, instead of us waiting to mid-May to tell folks there's a potential you don't have a job, we're giving them an opportunity from the 18th of February to March 18th to go on a transfer list and then have opportunities within the district. We totally anticipate very few jobs being eliminated because of this one way or the other.
Go ahead.
So if we do have, if we're putting people on this transfer list.
Yes, sir.
Is there a possibility of us, and I know this sounds weird and I'm gonna frame this very crudely, of pulling talent out of this Head Start program and then going somewhere else in the meantime because of job security or just uncertainty? Or if we do say, okay, hey, we do have it in May, then they hop right back into where they are?
Well, I don't want to get out of my lane. That is going to be HR, and I'll be glad to yield to Tiffany. Are you prepared, or to Amy? I mean, I think I know the answer. If you want me to answer it, and if I answer wrong, the bottom line is that.
Go ahead.
The bottom line is these folks, if let's just say worst case scenario, that they took a job in XYZ school and then their position back in early childhood opened up, a teacher would have the bounce back right. So they have the right to be able to come back if they so choose. All right. Whew, man, I passed that test.
Is that for teachers only, though? Because we have assistants.
That would be for all.
Okay.
So, you got the question.
Just a really quick, said without Head Start, we would serve 3,000 4-year-olds. With Head Start, how many would we serve?
Well, I think when we made the presentation to the board last month, whatever month it is, they all run together, our hopes are to grow by 160. So I think we're estimating about 4,400. But the thing that you have to keep in mind with those numbers is Head Start will allow us to pay for 3-year-olds. Kentucky preschool does not pay for 3-year-olds, which is that's the discrepancy, and that would be the difference. Now we have ECE 3-year-olds, that's a different issue, okay?
All right, Diane.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You mentioned the new system that we have in place in order to create efficiency and effective services. So do we have checkpoints to evaluate that is in fact working so we don't get dinged again on the process? Because I understand it's a paper process in that we have to make sure that we have recorded medical information for our students. So how do we as a system, since we have embraced that system, continuously evaluate so that we do not create a problem for ourselves again?
We actually have, they have drill down reports that we can drill down. We can drill down by school, okay. We can drill down by a teacher, and we can drill down by the individual student. And when we pull up an individual student, it will give us everything that child has got coming due, when it's due, and if it's past due. The checks and balances is we are looking at it internally. They send me a report once a month. As a matter of fact, I think if you guys, when you get your February report, you'll see some information in there about the percentages that they're hitting, and they're pretty strong.
Okay, thank you.
I think that really took care of my question, which was about how we get back on the inbound side of the line. So I think thank you, and I hope you'll convey back our thanks to the students for a really great summary, which, like I guess it was Mark Twain said, if I had more time, I'd have made it shorter. They did a great job of compiling a lot of information in a really well-digestible format, and we're all grateful for that, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, great. Dr. Hargens, what's the next thing we're moving
next
to?
Next is the infrastructure, and infrastructure that's really important in Vision 2020 is human resources. So I'm going
to have to take a break.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're supposed to take a 2-minute break while we create a pause on the audio.
The program Head Start is grounded in...
Oh, okay. Well, we can watch it again.